The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. It was perfect. Got on a flight last night about 9:30 from Fort Lauderdale. Got in about 12:30, so it was cool.
What was like the free agent process like for you?
For me, it was kind of my nerves were very, very, very shocked, man. I was very nervous. I didn't know what was gonna go on. I know that last year I didn't have much film, so things were in the air for me, and I'm glad that I landed here. My sense on the Bills is that they have a great culture. They have a great team. They love winning, and I can always feel that the people around here, they really love each other.
Sean Scott, McDermott has a close relationship with Rivera. Did that come up at all, having worked with Rivera so much?
Actually, I guess they reached out to Rivera, and Rivera was a high recommendation for me. It meant a lot for me because, you know, Rivera drafted me coming out of college, and, you know, he believed in me, so I know these guys believe in me as well.
What have you heard maybe about, like, this safety room and coming in here and, like, what the competition's going to be like? Like, what's your perspective on that coming in?
It's been very optimistic for me. You know, I love competing, and I love coming in and competing. Man, we got a great group of guys, and I can't wait to get to it. I'm able to prove that I'm still that same athlete that I was in the 22 season. And, you know, I had a setback, but, you know, it's nothing for me to just keep going and go back out there and play the same ball that I played.
How would you describe yourself as a safety?
I am a high-flying guy that can create turnovers. I'm a guy that brings a lot of energy. I feel I'm a leader. I'm a guy that likes to go out there and create mistakes. So I feel like I'm a problem solver. I've grown in very many areas because not only have I grown in leadership from being in the front, but I've actually grown in leadership from being in the back and leading the guys on the field from the sideline, man. So I've been able to see and be play around a lot of guys with a lot of talent, and I'm just glad that I've been able to learn and grow from those guys and continue to, you know, lead and teach the younger guys behind me.
Reading some of your teammates, you know, obviously they're you the best, but it feels like even they said maybe opportunity is what has held you back. And do you agree with that? Just maybe getting out of the field a little bit more and showing what you can do?
I definitely feel like opportunity was a problem, but I don't feel like opportunity will be a problem because you know, it's new doors and I'm creating new space for myself here.
What did you learn about yourself last year?
What I learned about myself last year? I learned that deep down inside, I was stronger, a lot stronger than I realized. Going through mental battles, they're definitely tough. But if you can stay consistent and you can stay focused, there's nothing that you can't accomplish.
How important was it, I'm not sure if you've been doing your homework, was it to join a defense that places a real emphasis on safeties?
That's very important because in college, the safeties, we held a high responsibility. We made most of the checks and all the calls on the back end based on formations, you know, alignments and everything. And I like being the type of guy that can go out there and, you know, command and make the calls, man. So I appreciate that.
I just want to clarify, when you say a lot stronger, you mean mentally, right?
Yes, sir. Obviously. Yes, sir.
No doubt. How do you describe your game physically? There's some clips of you that make hits.
I would say I'm a very physical person. I like to go out there and be, you know, I like to play like it's a poetry to me. You know, the way that I play is the way that my emotions are expressed, and I like to go out there and be physical.
Do you know anything about Buffalo? Like, what's it like from your first time?
Didn't know too much about Buffalo. Matter of fact, yesterday I looked it up on a map, and I'm like, okay, I understand exactly where it's at. But it's definitely a place that I'm starting to, it's growing on me, especially being like, it's like a small town, but it's a lot of love here. I can feel the Bills Mafia.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.